from Washington, this is VOA News. Reports of new attacks in Borno State leave questions about a new ceasefire in Nigeria. And residents of the island nation of Bermuda dodge a major storm. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. The reports of new deadly attacks on Borno State villages Friday and Saturday raised concerns of violation of a just-agreed-to ceasefire between Nigeria and the Boko Haram militants. The two agreed to a ceasefire Friday, part of an agreement which includes the release of more than 200 schoolgirls the militant group kidnapped in April. The Nigerian government now says it plans to talk with Boko Haram this coming week about the terms for the release of those schoolgirls. Residents of the island nation of Bermuda have survived the worst of the passing Hurricane Gonzalo, with no deaths and only minor injuries. Gonzalo struck Friday night into Saturday with massive rains and 175-kilometer-per-hour winds, tearing off roofs, uprooting trees, and knocking out power to most of the island chain. The storm is moving north and is expected to pass near the coast of Newfoundland, Canada, late Saturday or early Sunday. Tropical storm watches are out for both parts of the province. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and China's State Councilor Yang Jiechi have pledged cooperation on combating terrorism, the Islamic State, and the spread of the Ebola virus. During a second day of talks Saturday in the U.S. city of Boston, Massachusetts, both diplomats said the relationship between the two countries is mature enough to handle disagreements while building on areas of shared interest. Yang said the U.S. and China need to improve cooperation. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has called on Americans not to give in to Ebola hysteria or fear, urging people to keep the situation in perspective. In his weekly address Saturday, President Obama said the U.S. may see more isolated cases of the deadly disease, but he is absolutely confident that officials can prevent a serious outbreak in the United States. He said the three cases of Ebola already diagnosed in the country do not represent an outbreak or epidemic. More than 4,500 people have died so far in the Ebola outbreak centered in the West African nations of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The Taliban has accused American forces of being behind this month's arrest of the youngest son of the founder of the feared Haqqani network, rejecting Kabul's assertions that he was apprehended inside Afghanistan along with another suspected key militant commander. Afghan security forces, or security officials, that is, Thursday announced the men were arrested in southeastern Afghanistan and identify them as Anas Haqqani, the son of veteran Afghan guerrilla commander Jalaluddin Haqqani, and Hafiz Rashid, suspected to be the military commander for insurgent operations in the southeastern provinces. Iraqi lawmakers have approved the critical security posts of defense minister and interior minister in Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's government, completing the formation of a new cabinet amid the fight against the Islamic State group. Parliament Saturday voted in Khaled al-Obaidi, a Sunni lawmaker from the northern city of Mosul, as the new defense minister. Mohammed al-Ghaban, a Shiite lawmaker from a powerful political bloc, also was elected interior minister. Just as it seemed, the Roman Catholic Church might ease its stance on homosexuality, bishops from around the world removed the language doing just that from a new Vatican document. The final version of the document was issued Saturday at the close of a two-week assembly, or synod, of 200 Catholic bishops. An initial version released earlier in the week had spoken of accepting gays' sexual orientation and acknowledging that same-sex couples can provide precious support to each other. Hong Kong's government says it will likely begin talks with student demonstrators on Tuesday. On Saturday, officials say 26 people were injured and 15 police were injured in an early morning scuffle. Hong Kong's police chief condemned the demonstration participants.
The coalition's fight against
the police have been extremely tolerant of the unlawful acts of the demonstrator in the past 2 to 3 weeks. We did this in the hope that they can calm down and express their will in an otherwise peaceful, rational and lawful manner.
I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.